And that was Jimi Hendrix. And if that wasn't exciting enough, I've got live from Italy, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Buongiorno.
This time we say buonasera.
Oh, buonasera.
Because it is just after 4:30 in the afternoon. So buongiorno is good for you in your time zone, but buonasera in the afternoon into the evening here.
Wonderful.
And it's a happy Wine Wednesday. It's been an amazing, amazing journey so far in Italy. I'm excited to be doing Wine Wednesday live, and thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets with 4 great locations. There's nobody in the world that supports local like Oliver's Markets. Well, except here in Italy, where everything's about local. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have 2 locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Yes, I'm actually live from Italy this morning. I'm going to give you some information that has been really, really incredible for me to discover the last few days in Italy. But first, I have to let you know that as soon as we wrap up Wine Wednesday today, we're giving away a pair of tickets to this year's Harvest Festival, which takes place this Saturday at the fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. So you have to be able to go. It takes place Saturday evening. One of the coolest things about attending is that all of the wines that you get to try are all gold medal winners. So there's no festival that I can think of that just does that. It's very, very cool. So stay tuned for your opportunity to win a pair of tickets. And, you know, my journey in Italy has been exciting. It's been today I drove 3 hours just so I could get to a spot where I could have a connection to even call in for Wine Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been, you know, going through some incredible mountains. I'm in the very northern part of Italy right now. I started my journey in the southern part of Italy and then had a few wonderful days in Rome. The weather was extraordinary. Now, I understand that the last week or so there in Sonoma wine country, we've had a heat wave.
Yes.
It's been pretty bad. So I'm definitely not going to complain about the weather. The weather was warm and perfect in Rome. And I was able to go to some incredible restaurants and see all the things. But then my journey started with many buses and many trains and many cars to get me into the tiny little town of Montalcino. So I ended up taking a train into Siena, which is in Tuscany. And I hadn't been to Tuscany in a number of years, so I was really excited about this journey. But what's funny is, you know, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of wineries in the Tuscan region, but I literally only had one destination in mind called Bioggia. And I had an opportunity to spend one-on-one time an entire afternoon with a count. Just me and the count and the hot hippie in the cellar tasting wine. It was just an experience of a lifetime. But why was I only choosing to go to one winery there? Because I literally have been obsessed about this winery for so many years, and the opportunity to go there surfaced on this journey, and I couldn't turn it down. One of the neat things about Col di Orcia is that the Brunello that they produce, that's the style of wine that they're producing from Sangiovese, is some of the best Brunello I've ever had in the world. And what is even more cool and what aligns with me and my values is that they are completely certified organic. They have been for a long time, and they also flow into the biodynamics. So their entire way of farming the grapes, making the wine, everything is very holistic. They have a lot of families that are raising their children and living on the land there and not even doing anything with wine production, but instead they take care of the apiaries, of the bees. They will take care of the gardens and the trees. And I got to hang out with the count in front of a 400-year-old olive tree, and it was just the most magical day. And you know, the wines, of course, did not disappoint. I've had some of the Col di Orcia wines before, but there's something about being there in the place where the wine is grown that the tasting the wine takes on a whole new level spiritually and everything else. It was really, really cool. And we got to try some vintages of Brunello back to 23 years of age, and it's pretty impressive. So there's a little tiny town called Montalcino, which is very famous, and it sits on the top of this mountain in Tuscany. And it seriously is like all the things that you think about when you think about these quintessential pictures of Italy and these these estates, these villas on the side of these hills. Like, that's exactly what Montalcino is like. So that was really cool, and stayed a night in Montalcino, and then had a really kind of a harsh go of it the next morning, trying to figure out how to take a bus from that town and get to a train station. It was really quite a challenge. Nobody in the tiny little town would tell me where the bus stop was. So that was that was really something.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so then I went all the way north into the Veneto region, which is one of my favorite regions in all of Italy, in the northern part. And I know that for those of you that tune into Wine Wednesday quite a bit over the years, you've heard me talk about Conegliano and Val di Biadene, which is the World UNESCO Heritage Site for Prosecco DOCG. So I got to hang out at my favorite little place for 3 or 4 days called Our Rustica, which is an amazing place to stay. It's kind of like a farm stay, a really cool place. I just love it, and I would love that I've been there a few times now. And spent some time relaxing and enjoying a lot of Proseccos from the region. There's a woman winemaker who's really making waves in the world of Prosecco DOCG, Sarah. So I did a dinner with her, and we had friends from the U.S. fly in to meet up with me there. It was really amazing. And, of course, I'm with my daughter the entire time, which I've never been to Italy with my daughter. So it was just, it was really cool where your every toast that you're doing at the dinner table always ends with me crying and getting emotional about how amazing it is and how grateful I am to be in Italy. My journey today took me to Luxardo. So switching gears a little bit from wine into spirits. And I got to hang out with the sixth generation Matteo Luxardo and, you know, see all of their cherry orchards because they make so many incredible cherries and things with cherries. And you can get the Luxardo cherries. There's nothing better than on top of an ice cream sundae than some of these Luxardo cherries. But then, of course, they make the cherry liqueurs and apricot liqueurs and espresso liqueurs and a million handcrafted, beautiful liqueurs. And I just felt so excited to be able to hang out with the sixth generation. We can't say that in the U.S. very often, somebody's sixth generation, right?
No, not yet.
And so it's crazy. And so walking around their estate with through all of these sour cherry orchards and being able to taste some of their new products and see their distillery and learn all about how they really how they're fermenting cherries and something completely different. And of course, throw in a balsamic producer here and there on this trip, and I feel like I've gone full circle. So, you know, interestingly enough, it's not completely been about wine for me. You know, meeting this old time balsamic vinegar producer and then the Luxardo cherries and everything. But with the Brunello and the Prosecco, oh, my heart is full. And I was so excited to be able to share this journey with you all the way from Italy. And right now, I'm in the tiny, tiniest little town at the base of the Dolomites called Caprino Veronese. Mm. And a very tiny little town where my daughter's godfather has a little place to stay. So we finally made it here after 3 hours of driving. And we'll be here for a couple of more days. And I'll be live back in the studio next week for Wine Wednesday. So we'll have more stories to tell. But we'll also be welcoming Rich Carducci in studio with me next week for Wine Wednesday when we hear about his family legacy in Mendocino County, right outside of Hopland. So I'm very excited to be talking with him next week for Wine Wednesday. But meanwhile, don't we just want a glass of Brunello? See, it's 4:30 in the afternoon here, and it's only 7:30 in the morning there. But
we're still on coffee.
I don't know. Maybe start with the Prosecco, and then you work your way into the Brunello. Like, oh, it was such a game changer to be there with a count, nonetheless, and sit there and try through his wines and to be in this organic, amazing vineyard and farm. It was very, very cool. So, and the wines are available in the U.S., so that's a bonus. And, of course, the Luxardo products are available in the U.S., not all of them, but it really was cool to learn more about the history of Italy beyond grape growing, which is obviously my heart center. But to see something in distilling is pretty cool, too. So anyway, thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday. And Mindy,
yes.
It's like I've been thinking about you so much the last couple of days because I've seen so many incredible people here and had so many incredible coffees because in Italy, coffee
yes.
is like the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you love your coffee.
I do.
So I've
and
been
I love
thinking
Italian
about you
coffee.
And your
oh,
coffees.
Thank
like,
you.
Each and every single place that I've been having the coffees, I'm like, oh, Mindy would like this.
Oh.
Yes, this will be Mindy approved.
Well,
you know, all
that.
Of the here's a little fun fact about coffee for Italy as I wrap up. Trieste, which is a tiny, tiny little town at the very, very northeastern part of Italy. Right on one side is Croatia and to the north is Slovenia. So you can easily, when you fly into that airport, you can easily go to Croatia, take you 10 minutes and
right.
take 20 minutes to get up to Slovenia. So it's a very interesting location, but every single coffee bean, all the coffee that you get in Italy, all comes through Trieste.
Oh, well, that makes sense because my favorite cafe in the world in San Francisco, right? The famous Cafe Trieste.
Oh, Cafe Trieste.
Yes, yeah. So that's what I think
of. Yeah, very cool. I hope I'm coming in clear enough.
You
here
are.
As I'm in this
you sound great.
Tiny little mountain town here for Wine Wednesday. And I'm going to wrap it up now because guess what? It's aperitivo out here, and I am not missing out on my aperitivo.
Do not miss it.
All the families are gathering in front of the town right now as I look through the windows, kind of just beyond the olive trees, and it's time for me to have an aperitivo. So I'm wrapping up Wine Wednesday, but guess what? We have a pair of tickets
yes.
to give away to this weekend's Harvest Fair. It happens Saturday evening. It happens at the fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. So Mindy will take that call. We'll take the third caller. And you have to know, what is the name of the town in Italy that brings all the coffee in? This question is for Mindy.
Thank you.
It's a Mindy-centric question.
I love it.
The first person with that answer who knows the name of the town where all the coffee is imported into in Italy will win a fabulous pair of tickets to this weekend's Harvest Fair.
Awesome.
Well, arrivederci, arrivederci, and buonasera.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I will
much.
Be in studio next week, and I wish you a very happy rest of your Wednesday.
Can't wait to see all the photos. Thanks, Zig. Bye-bye.
Yeah, ciao. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Ciao.